We've heard Dr. Fitzgerald and the Premier reference vaccine shots. These will now be reported on a daily basis through the hub. There will be a 24-hour lag, so that is to make sure our figures are as accurate as possible, particularly when coming from more rural sites. As has been referenced, we have, as of the end of last week, we had administered about 88,000 doses, and we're now over 90,000. At the weekend, we had two deliveries. One predicted, which is our regular weekly supply of AstraZeneca and our fortnightly supply of Moderna. That was all accounted for in the clinics that were booked over the coming week and will be distributed and administered by the end of this next seven-day period. The AstraZeneca is slightly different. Those clinics are a separate and parallel stream. They don't mix with the mRNA vaccine in terms of the way they're administered, and they are actually separate clinics. Open calls have gone out in Western and in Central, and Eastern Health, I'm told, will be issuing their own advisory a little later on this afternoon. The mRNA stream is the 70-plus, which are currently being worked through. They're registering, and the doses and appointments are being offered, starting with older earlier. And that's in the hands of the regional health authorities. One of the challenges they have experienced is people seem to be reluctant to answer their phone when called. And it may well be that this is a no-caller ID or a private number or a number they simply don't recognise. I would encourage people who are waiting for a call back to answer the phone. We will, however, keep on trying, so you will not be forgotten. We have a deadline for the 23rd of April, whereby anybody over the age of 70 who has pre-registered will have been contacted. We will advise at the completion of that and also offer a mechanism, if needed, for those people who may have been left out. But please answer your telephone, and that will help the regional health authorities enormously. For those people in the 65 to 69 age group, I have had some concerns from them. They are a group as yet that has not been opened up for mRNA vaccine pre-registration. We will advise when that happens, and then there'll be an opportunity for you too to take advantage of the shots.